Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out. For less than the cost of one cup of coffee, you can support our effort to help kids, adults, and even animals relax. Show us you like what we're doing with a monthly donation of $1, $2, or $5. Every little bit helps. Go to aweisland.com/donate and give the amount that's right for you. Thank you. Now, on with relaxing.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, set your listening buddy to the side and let's take three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels in water. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You'll start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up toward your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your water. It is in a warm and cozy pool outside. The sun is shining on the water, inviting you in. You step into the pool and sit down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about and focus on your feet. They are floating in the water. What do you feel? Do you feel water slip sliding between your toes? Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your feet up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Feel the warm water in the pool gently rocking you back and forth, back and forth. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water carries you and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to flow between them. Each finger is massaged by the water's movement. Your hands relax and float in the warm water. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the surface. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water will hold your shoulders gently and rock you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the water sway your head from side to side. Your head rests on the water. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and you relax even more, allowing the water to support you. Feel your whole body floating. Water wraps your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the water hug and rock you back and forth, as you float on the surface. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story.
Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
A Bit of Silliness. The sun was warm, the breeze was cool, white fluffy clouds dotted the bright blue sky. Owen was glad to be spending the day with his friend Andy at the park. There were a lot of other kids at the park, too, since it was such a nice day. Owen and Andy played on the slide, the swings, and the monkey bars. Then Andy noticed the other kids all seemed to be playing together. "Hey, Owen, I think everyone is playing hide-and-seek. Do you want to see if they'll let us play, too?" Andy asked. "That sounds like fun," Owen said, and the two boys walked over to the group of kids. "Can we play too?" Owen asked. "Sure, we're playing hide and seek. I'm Lewis. What's your name?" Lewis asked. "I'm Owen, and this is Andy," Owen replied. "Okay, Owen and Andy find a place to hide," Lewis said with a smile. Owen looked for a hiding place where no one would find him. he saw a huge evergreen bush. No one would see him through all those branches. Owen gently moved through the branches and sat up in the middle of the bush. He smiled, knowing he had found a great spot. He was sure to win the game. Then he heard some rustling. Andy sat down next to him. "What are you doing?" Owen whispered. "Following the rules," Andy said, puzzled. "I saw where you went, and then I waited until no one was looking, and I joined you." "I think that's a different game," Owen said. "In hide and seek, you need to find your own hiding spot, and you wait to be found. The last one found wins." "Oh," Andy said, "that is different. Should I go find another spot?" "No, stay here now. If you leave, we'll both be found. But we have to be quiet," Owen said. Although he was a bit curious as to what game Andy had been playing and wanted to ask, the two boys sat quietly, and eventually, Lewis found them. All the children were puzzled and wondered why Owen and Andy hid together. A girl named Allie asked, "Why did you hide together?" "I thought we were playing a different game," Andy said. "What game?" Allie asked. "I think I confused hide and seek with sardines." "What's sardines?" all the other kids asked together. "Sardines is where one person hides, and then everyone looks for that person. When you find the person, you sit next to them when no one is looking. Once the whole group is together, the game is over," Andy explained. "Huh, that's different. It sounds like fun. Maybe we should try it," Allie said. The kids decided that Andy should hide first. So while they all closed their eyes and counted, Andy looked for a good spot to hide. He climbed up the steps to a little wooden playhouse up next to the slide and tucked himself into a corner. Andy could hear footsteps below as the kids passed by. Then he heard steps walking up the stairs. He wondered who it was and if they had found him. Owen snuck through the doorway and smiled. "I knew you'd be here," he whispered. They waited together as footsteps went by. Then steps walked up the stairs. Allie sat down quietly. A little later, another girl found them. More and more kids were filling the house. And the more kids in the house, the faster the others spotted the group. They began to giggle. As they waited for the last two kids to find the hiding spot, the sound of the giggling did it, and now all the kids were together. "That was fun. We should play sardines again," Allie said. "Thanks, Andy. Who hides first this time?" Louise said. "Usually it's the person who finds the hiding place first." "That was Owen," Andy answered. Just as the kids got ready to start another game, they heard their parents calling that it was lunchtime. Everyone left to go have their lunch and decided to play sardines again after. Throughout the afternoon, the kids alternated playing hide and seek with sardines until it was time to go home. Andy and Owen walked home with their dads, and Andy yawned. Tired from all the excitement. Owen laughed, but then he yawned too. Andy waved goodbye when they reached his house. Soon, Owen and his dad reached their house. "I think I'm going to take a nap," Owen said, taking off his shoes. "I'm pretty tired." "Sounds good to me," his dad said. Owen went to his room, hopped into his cozy bed, and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Owen was happy he had played with Andy in the park. He was thankful the group of kids had been so nice to them. Most of all, Owen was very happy Andy had taught all of them a new game. It was different and a lot of fun. Owen gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Owen took another dragon breath in and out. and smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Owen's mind quieted and he drifted to sleep, imagining new places to hide on the playground.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.